Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Great to be here.
So today we're digging into Lotus Technologies Q1 2025 financials. And honestly, just looking at the headline numbers, it looks pretty rough.
Yeah, really rough at first glance. You see a 42% drop in deliveries, revenue down 46% to, what, $93 million?
Exactly. That usually screams crisis, right?
It absolutely does. But this is where it gets interesting. It might actually be, well, part of a plan?
A plan to shrink. Lotus is calling it a strategic contraction for future expansion.
Mm-hmm. Moving away from growth at all costs to something more like growth with discipline.
Okay, so our mission today is to figure out what that actually means. Is this a disaster or a surprisingly clever pivot?
Let's unpack it for you. It really challenges how you'd normally read these kinds of results. We need to get into the why.
Right. So this idea of a calculated sacrifice, How does that work in practice? Why deliberately tank your own sales figures like that?
Well, it seems it was quite intentional. They called it a scheduled transition period. Basically, they needed to clear the decks.
Clear the decks of what?
Of aged inventory. Older models they needed to move out to make space, you know, for the new stuff.
Ah, okay. So that explains the delivery drop. But revenue fell even more steeply.
Right. 46% drop in revenue versus 42% in deliveries. That points directly to lower prices.
Yeah, we're discounting.
Looks like it. They mentioned competitive pricing. The average selling price per car dropped from around $78,900 down to about $72,800.
Ouch. So they took a hit on price per car just to get them sold.
Yeah. Seems like a conscious decision to, well, accelerate that inventory clearing, clean the slate, even if it hurt the top line temporarily.
Okay. I can sort of see the logic, even if it sounds painful. But usually when revenue plunges like that, the losses just get worse, right?
You'd think so.
Yeah.
But here's the twist. Their operating loss actually narrowed by a lot, 56% down to $103 million.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
How do you cut revenue by almost half but lose less money?
This is where the discipline part comes in. The absolute key metric here is gross margin.
Okay.
It went from negative 11% in the previous quarter, Q4 2024.
Negative 11. Wow.
To a positive 12% in Q1, that's a massive swing. It basically signals that the worst of the destocking pain is likely over.
So better margins of the cars they did sell, even if fewer cars were sold. And cost cutting.
Exactly. Huge cost discipline. They talked about six straight quarters of reducing operating expenses. R&D, sales and marketing, G&A, all down sharply. S&M was slashed by 62%.
62%. They really tightened the belt.
Seriously tightened it.
All right, so they stopped the bleeding financially, got efficient. But like we said, you can't shrink forever. What's the plan for actual growth now? What about operations?
Good question. They weren't just cutting. They were also rebalancing.
Rebalancing how?
Globally. Deliveries were split pretty evenly, about a third each to China, North America, and Europe.
Smart. Spreads the risk instead of relying too heavily on one market.
Definitely. Avoids pitfalls others have fallen into.
Yeah.
And Q1 was also about getting ready for the updated models.
Right. The Elite SUV and the Emeya GT.
Yep. The upgraded version started shipping in China in Q2, and they're aiming for Europe in Q3. So new product flow is starting.
And I saw something about hybrids. Lotus doing a hybrid.
Yeah. First plug-in hybrid, a PHEV, coming later this year. They're calling the tech Hyper Hybrid EV.
That sounds pragmatic. Expands their market beyond just pure EVs, which is a tough segment right now.
It seems like a nod to market reality, doesn't it? While still keeping that hyper-performance angle.
And they're leaning into the racing heritage, too, with that GT series in China.
Mm-hmm. A single-make racing series. Great for brand building. Connects right back to the Lotus DNA. Builds excitement.
Okay, so lots of strategic moves. New models, hybrids, brand building, global balance. But what about the cash situation? That loss, even narrowed, was still $183 million net.
And that's the tightrope they're walking. That net loss means they're still burning through cash significantly.
So where'd the money come from? Their cash balance actually went up a bit, didn't it?
It did, but, and this is important for you to understand, it came from taking on more debt.
How much?
A lot of short-term debt. Almost $188 million in Q1 alone.
Okay, so that definitely flags up the financial risk. They're relying heavily on borrowing right now.
Critically dependent on external financing, yes. It underlines the pressure they're under to make this turnaround work, and work quickly.
So wrapping this up for you, our listener, Lotus has clearly navigated a really tough but seemingly planned phase in Q1. Impressive cost control, strategic shifts.
Yeah.
They took the medicine.
They absolutely did. They showed they could execute a difficult reset, but, and it's a big but, Here's the question for you, and really for Lotus too.
Go on.
Can they keep that same financial discipline, that same strategic focus, while trying to ramp sales back up, especially when they're leaning so much on debt?
Right. It's one thing to cut costs when you're shrinking,
mm-hmm.
another to control them while you're trying to grow again.
Exactly. The next, say, 6 to 9 months are going to be absolutely crucial. We'll see if this iconic brand can pull off what would be a truly remarkable turnaround in the auto world.
A cliffhanger, then. We'll definitely be watching. Thanks for breaking that down.
Anytime. Fascinating story.